Okay, you might say you live in a frame.
Mm-hmm.
Frame
house.
And if there are two of them, you'd say there are two frame
apartments.
Okay, or just use the same word. This is two house. One house or two.
I'd say two apartments, and that'd be right.
Oh, house. I don't mean in the same building, like that building and that one over there. There's one house, here's one house, and over there are two
houses.
Yes, ma'am, that's what I want to say. I just want your pronunciation of it. That's fine. Okay, and the big building behind the house where maybe hay is stored or where the cattle, what do you call that?
Barn.
Okay, and the building you store corn in is
That's a barn all connected.
Okay.
That's what we had out there, just a barn.
Okay.
And there was cows and hogs and mules too.
And they put the corn in there too?
Corn in big rooms, you know, have it sealed up. Weather boarded in, wasn't no ceiling, but heavy weather stock couldn't get to it.
Yes, ma'am. What about the upper part of the barn?
A lot of times they have a loft up there and they put hay up there.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. What about a place for the hay when they left it out in the field for a while? What did they call that when they mounded it up, do you?
To get it in if it went to rain, they tell you, because it didn't want to stay out in the rain.
Right. And if they get to the barn maybe full of hay, how do they keep it? Do they try to stack it?
Yeah, they stacked it.
Into what? What did they call that?
In the barn. That's still the barn. All of that was a barn, what we had out in the country.
Okay.
I had different places to put dry peas and things, but that was a regular barn out there.
Okay.
And a pasture.
All right. And do you remember any sort of a thing that they put hay on out, maybe before they took it to the barn, or maybe the barn was full with cross like this and they piled hay in it?
So it would dry out.
What did they call that, do you remember?
Drying the hay out.
Okay, and what did they call that thing that it sat on, do you remember?
Cross piece.
What?
Cross piece.
A cross piece, okay. And the horses, you said, stayed in the barn too.
Cows was in the barn, too.
And where were the cows milked?
Stalls.
Okay.
Had stalls for mine.
Okay. Did you help milk?
Have milk.
Help, yeah.
I milked with five cows every day.
Every day.
Yeah, I sold milk and butter and eggs and everything like that.
Okay. Do you remember any place outside where the cows were milked? Maybe in hot weather when it was too hot to go in the barn, do you remember?
Yeah, they'd have a shelter.
A shelter?
They'd have troughs to put the feed in.
Okay. And what about a place where you kept the pigs and hogs?
We kept them in a pasture. But we'd have a place built in for them to come in and eat.
Uh-huh. What did you call that? Oh, that was in the barn, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about a pen for hogs or pigs? Did you ever have a small enclosed
pen? Yeah, we'd separate them and know when they're going to find pigs.
What did you call that?
Hog pen or egg.
Okay. And what about any kind of a place a long time ago, you know, before they had refrigeration, maybe they had a certain place that they kept milk and butter?
They used to make the things and line them and fix them in wood, and they make up wood. We had one time, built it about this wide, lined it inside, you know, and then put the wood lining or tin lining, whatever you put in there. We just have to set our milk and butter down in there. You couldn't keep it like you can now.
Yes, ma'am. What did they call that? Do you remember words?
Ice box.
Okay, you had ice that you put in there.
Yeah, you see, they'd bring the ice out, settle the ice.
Yes,
carry it out in the country about once and twice and three times a week.
Right.